Ovis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudal. We continue the memris of the five Gedolei Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who are the five Amudim of the Hemshech of Teresh Baal Peh. And now we're up to the memris of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Be'etzim, was the greatest amongst the five. Tragically, he's not included in the Hemshechius of the Mesiras HaTorah in Yavne that went to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, with the others. He wasn't there. So that's why his name is Kemat, not mentioned in the Mishnayos. But over here we have a picture into the world of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Rebbe, says that his midah of Lev Toiv, and Mayinam is Gaber, is Kol all of theirs. And he says as follows, Havishkoid Lilmoy Toiv. A Shakton is somebody who is a Masmir Otzim, the biographer of Eliyoshev, they called HaShakton. That's the ultimate term. The Gemara relates the term to the word that's used in the Novi in Yirmiyah to a tree that produces almonds. And it says that that tree blooms much quicker than the other trees, and that's a simin of shkida, of zrizus, of flourishing, of blossoming. Havishkoid lumoy teira then means not only to learn, not only to be masmid, but to be in an everlasting state of dveikus, of learning more and more and with more intensity and with more all-consuming passion. It fits very much with the Mayinam as Gabin the Lev Toiv. Now we'll assume the same mivne of the previous memories of the Gedolei Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that there's really three things here. So the way to read the punctuation of this Mishnah is Havishokud Lumay Toiro. The second part is Vidam Ashatoshav Lapikaris. And this is very hard to understand. What exactly, maybe it's a good piece of advice, a person has to know how to answer when he meets up with an apikarius. Maybe if you work in Kiruv, maybe if you're in the workplace and somebody poses annoying questions. What exactly is the great advice over here? What's the hu hayoimer? Why is this a window into the world of the Heilige Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? And what does this have to do with Havishokud Lumay Toiro? So first of all, the word apikoiris, most people would translate as heretic. That's not what the word means. The word for a heretic, somebody who doesn't believe in Ikri Adas, is called a koifer. And apikoiris is used in the Gemara. It's a word that comes from Yevonis, and it means hefker. The Rav says, apikoiris means Loshen hefker. Epicurean is the Greek term. Others want a taina that the reason why this goes together with Shkoid Luma Torah is because if somebody is a true dogma of Shkida Belimina Torah, if somebody is living on that level, so then he himself is a living embodiment of the opposite of this Derech Apikoiris. Others taina that Apikoiris over here, Taka, refers to heretical beliefs, and it's Taka a function of knowing what they say, the Mufashim bring down about debating, Goyish apikoros, and one could debate Jewish apikoros, which clearly they're being poirikol, so they're not coming from a mistaken understanding. It's impossible to debate. But others understand that the Shkoid Lumay Torah is a predicate. In order for a person to be able to answer back the tainus of those that twist Torah and don't believe in Termin HaShemayim, one would have to be extraordinarily devoted to Limud HaTorah in order to be able to tuzecher rein in the tainus of minim and apikorosim and not to be influenced. So that's why that's why Rabbi Elazar says shkoid lulmoid and then damash tosh lapikoros. V'dal lifnei miyat ha'omel. This is the second instruction. And it seemed to be a member for itself. The person should live with a hakoros, baruch ha'olam. There are other members also al derech zeh. However, if you look at the Rav says the Dalif Nemiyat Omul is when a person is answering and clarifying and refuting Tshuvas, Tainis or Apikorsim, Tainis Aminim, is B'tshuva Zushatem Eshav L'Apikorsim Shelo Yifate Lipcha Lintas L'Daitoi. Not to be swayed by his arguments, but to have a very deep sense of connection with Nemiyat Omul. So it seems that's all part of the first Chelik. The last part of the Mishnah is definitely by itself. The Neman hu bal melachtecho, shisham lecho schar pulosecho. The level of Nemonus belief, when a person is batuach, that he's doing the right thing, and he doesn't waver, it's what the Apostle calls Matzasa on Avraham Avinu of Matzasa is Lavovoi Nemon Lefanecha. So when a person's heart is Nemon, he's completely at peace with the fact that the Baal Malachdecha, the one who you're working for, is Mishalm L'chos Chapul Osecha. Nothing he says can make him feel, nothing that happens can make him feel frustrated. Nothing that makes him, nothing can make him feel like his work is fruitless. Others Tainu, that this is also part of the original Memra. The first thing is Havishkoid L'Lumoy Torah, that's a prerequisite to Dama Shetosh of Lapikaris. On that, there's Vidalif Nemiyat Omer, like we explained before, Legabe Tshuva Saminim. And then Legabe Tshuva Saminim also, when a person has to engage, and a person has to hear what they're saying. So he's not learning Torah at that point. V'nemenu Baal Malachtecho Sh'yisham L'chol Schapul Ezech. The Rebbein Shem knows what you've expended on his behalf to bring his children close to Torah, to refute those that falsify Torah, etc., etc. And be Nemon to the Rebbein Shalom, and he's Nemon to be Mishalm Schor Sechot. So it's part of one memory. Mishnah Tezvov, Reb Tarfin Oimer. Reb Tarfin being over here is a little bit of a chiddush, because if we're in the middle of the Talmidei Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, the next step is to then go to the next chain, the next link in the chain, the Talmidim of the prime Talmidei Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, and giving over Torah to the next Torah, Reb Lezman, Horkanis, and Reb Yeshua. Their prime Talmud is Reb Akiva. Reb Tarfin, it was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You look in the Rambam in Hagdam to Mishneh Torah. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanis. So L'chor he should be together with Rabbi Kiva. Mishnayos of Rabbi Kiva are only at the end of Perek Gimel. In Perek Gimel, we have a bunch of different Tanoim that are not from the most mentioned Tanoim. They're not from the commonly mentioned Tanoim. Rabbi Tarfin appears quite often in Mishnayos, but the direct Shalshalos HaTorah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Lezim and Hurkanis and Rabbi Shua Mechananya, and Rabbi Kiva and his five Talmidim. Rabbi Tarfin, who is even mentioned in conjunction with Rabbi Kiva as being older, is somewhat of a Talmud. Rabbi Kiva is somewhat of a Talmud Chover. Rabbi Kiva is, at the end of the day, Halach is Rabbi Kiva over Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin says several places in Shas, Akiva kol ha-perish m'chol ke-perish m'nachayim. But the Yachas was clearly as one who was older to one who was younger. So maybe that's why Rabbi Tarfin is mentioned over here. He's not the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he's a somewhat older colleague of the Tanoim that are mentioned in Perek Gimel. The other reason that's given over here in the Mefarshim, look at the Taisus Yom Tov, is that the memra over here in Mishneh Tezvov has to do with Rabbi Elazar said in Mishneh Yedalot. Rabbi Tarfin, Oim Ayem Kitzor V'Amalocha Merubo. Life, looking at a metaphor, is like a very short day with a lot to do. That means a person should be driven with a sense of a mission to accomplish and not enough time to accomplish. Big people looked at life at time at its most precious commodity. There's very little time. Not only that, but the Mishnah is Moisiv, V'hapoyalim atzelim. Who are the poyalim that he's referring to? The poyalim is us. A person should look at life as being a gigantic undertaking. There's a lot to accomplish, kol ha-Torah kulo to learn. Hayem kitzor, this world, 70, 80, 90 years, is very short, it's a blip on the screen. And we have a natural tendency to want to be poyalim atzelim. But just remember, haschor harbe, there's a lot of reward waiting, lo netzach netzachim. Not only that, on the other side, the Torah has demands on us. The Gemara says that when a person comes upstairs, they start asking. They give him a fair and call out Torah Kula. So how can a person ever waste time if he has a tremendous undertaking which is impossible to complete and he has to get as much done as he can of it? Mefarshim point out that normally if a person is misatzel, the poil is osel, so he doesn't get paid, but he doesn't have to pay damages. But over here, balabai's deichik means there's also a price to pay in terms of punishment if a person doesn't live up to using his kaiches. Mishneh Tezayin is a hemshich. Hu haya oimer. And Reb Tarfin over here says the same terminology of defining the imperative to learn and to accomplish and to tuif as much as possible. compares it also to the relationship between an employer and an employee. Lo yalech hamalacha ligmar, kol haTorah kula. You don't have to finish everything. The Ben Sham understands that it's endless and it's impossible, and there's nobody who's ever been mashlim everything. However, the fact that you're not up to finishing the task completely doesn't patter you from trying your best. A person would have a tendency to give up and say, listen, Rabban Hashem, I understand you've given me a tremendous opportunity, you've given me a huge and tremendous and vast and endless Torah to learn. But I understand there's a tremendous charef, I become a Talmud Chochem, but I can't live up to it. Mishnah says, you're drafted. This is not a voluntary employer-employee relationship. You have to. In Lamadata Torah Harbei, if you've learned a lot of Torah, even though you've been drafted, in the army they only pay a pittance because you didn't take the job of your own free will, and they're drafting others. Every single Yid is drafted into the army of Hashem's Torah. V'chol zois, the reward is endless. The same with avoid is endless, the reward is endless. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not a regular employee where you have to worry when is he paying, how is he paying, what currency is he paying, whether you'll be able to use it. It's the best currency in the world from the best employer in the world, and it'll be yours. It's important to have an awareness of the endless result of a life spent in the halls of Torah. For example, next week is Shavuos. As we get ready to be Mekabel Torah, in Maimon Har Sinai, the Kriyas HaTorah Parshas Yisro, we start with a laning of Akdamos. Akdamos describes in sweeping poetry the Matan Zchon Shel Tzadikim La'asod Lavi. It's important to have that inspiration and that vision in order to be able to fuel a person's drive towards achieving as much as he can in Torah. It's interesting that Reb Tarfon uses this over and over again, this terminology of a poel and a soicher. Maybe we could be mice of a term. Reb Tarfon Dafka. The name Tarfon is an unusual name. It's not a name that you hear by Yidden today. It's not a name even we find by other Tanoim. The other names are names that we recognize, and they're names that are used over and over again. It's possible that in the name Rabbi Tarfon, we hear an echo of this idea. The Pasuk says, until Teref Nosan Lireyev, the Parnoso that a person has is referred to as Teref, the Parnoso that is given Lireyev with Hashkocha Protis by the Rebbein Sham. The Rebbein Sham is our employer. We're his employees. The wage that he gives us, the sustenance that he gives us, is called a person's Torah. The first time this term is used is in Parshas Noach, where when the world is recreated after the Mabul, the Yoyna goes out and he comes back with the Ale Zayis Torah Befio. That's his sustenance. Look at Rashi over there. Rashi refers to it as such. That a person needs to have his panosa given to him. Mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teref Nosan Lirev. It's one of the psukim that we say in Zichronis on Rosh Hashanah. I've always had a hargosha. I think I saw something like this many years ago, but I don't remember where. Where the Heligatana Reb Tarfon is in Perek Bamei Madlikin, the second Perek in Shabbos, there's listed off different types of shemen that one could use for Hadlokas Ne'er Shabbos. Reb Tarfon Oime Ein Madlikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bovad. Shemen Zayis, of course, is a moshul to Torah. The Hadlokas Ne'er Shabbos is the Hadlokas Ne'er of the one day a week that a person is not working for an earthly employer. He's working only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The schar lasid lavoi, the wages that we get for our endless avoida as amelim b'Torah, spending time in this world learning as much as we can, is the world of lasid lavoi, is the world of Shabbos. Reb Tarfon says, ein madlikin al b'shem zayis povad, because shem zayis is Torah, and that's the schar, that's the teref. And that's why over there, the yoyna came back with an Ale Zayis Torah Befiho. Torah Befiah, that's Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon over here is the one who opens up to us looking at life as an endless employment challenge, but of course a great opportunity.